Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of What's that from?
That's right, it's time to play What's That From? It's your chance to win a gift card from Apt Electronics, and we encourage you to give us a call. When you know what that's from, tell us on the air. I have no idea what this is. I actually have given my script away, Roger. I had to give it to Dave because he looked
He cried. He did cry.
He was crestfallen. No. I would say he was crestfallen.
So
like a
sorry, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah,
Dave,
yes.
Five octaves higher.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. It was like a an
Don't
albatross.
Worry, Roger. I'm ready.
You're a pro.
He was like an albatross with a broken wing, and I couldn't.
Yes, I noticed
that. And he's recovering from an illness, so I couldn't deprive him.
I am. Yeah.
Yes. So this is part of your, you know,
this is part of my therapeutic recovery.
Yes, that's what I intended for that. Yes. So
Billy Joel, and you, and now the script.
Exactly.
I feel so much better.
Who now does everybody else have a script? Everyone else is in.
There should be four scripts.
Nothing for Ken.
Nothing for Ken. Sorry, Ken. No. You and I are out.
We're out.
We're playing musical scripts.
Wait, are you sure? Elliot, did you have that one?
Yeah, he gave it to Eric.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Elliot was making casting choices, and he left Ken and Dave out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I knew it
we have a new casting director.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I also don't have a script, so.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, but there's supposed to be four scripts. We only have three.
There should be four.
Oh, Andrea, yes.
Oh, okay.
So, Andrea,
Elliot. So, we're all set in there?
Yes. Take it away, Roger. 312-981-7200. You must call to win your gift card from Apt Electronics when you know what's that from. Take it away.
The Marine Corps guard snapped to attention once again as the First Lady's motorcade arrives. Rose Marshall is a self-assured woman with an aristocratic gleam. Wow, I can't talk either. Alights from her limo. She takes a few steps, then turns, tapping her foot impatiently.
Come on, Alice. We're running 20 minutes late. Your father's going to have a fit.
Alice, the president's 13-year-old daughter, straggles out of the car, rolling her eyes.
It's not like he hasn't made us wait a few times.
Well, you aren't the president, dear.
Yeah, no, duh.
Interior main deck plane, nighttime, as the First Lady's entourage enters.
Why don't you go and say hi?
Again, Alice rolls her eyes.
What is wrong with you tonight? Come here.
Rose pulls Alice aside.
You don't want to say hi to your father?
I'm sure he's busy.
Don't you even want to ask?
Alice toes her foot into the carpet as she releases an exasperated sigh. She is in this moment the patron saint of know-it-all 13-year-old girls. Alice waves towards the presidential suite.
If I go over there to say hi to Daddy President, Mike's going to tell me he's in a meeting and can't be disturbed. Then, when the plane starts to taxi, he'll come out and say, hey, are you guys back? Did you enjoy the ballet? But he'll be on his way to another meeting and won't wait for an answer. Then, you'll get pissed at him and he'll get pissed at you. It's like you guys rehearse or something.
With the weight of the entire world. Wow, that's really good.
It's a good casting call.
Thank you. Thank you.
With the weight of the entire world on her shoulders, Alice collapses into one of the many leather chairs. It seems to swallow her. Joey, a steward, passes.
Hey, Joey! How about a cocoa? Double whipped cream?
Alice.
Mom, just this once, give it a rest.
You are jet lagged. We'll talk about this back.
Back at the fishbowl!
Alice eyes the swirl of aides who are pretending to work nearby, but it's obvious they're eavesdropping. Alice smiles and waves at them dramatically.
We will talk at home. You know most girls aren't as lucky as you. For most girls, seeing the Bolshoi Ballet would be the experience of a lifetime.
I know, Mom! It was great! Really!
Rose nods. Sorry. Smiling at half smile. After a thoughtful beat, Alice gets up and crosses to the presidential suite. She exchanges words with the aide standing outside the door and comes back covering her disappointment.
He's in a meeting. He can't be disturbed.
I'm sorry, honey.
No, it's okay. After all, he's the president, right?
Joey, puberty is causing the voice to crack. Joey, the steward, hands her her cocoa with a wink and a smile. Her eyes light up at the mound of whipped cream on top.
When it's time to change, Roger.
Yeah.
When I write my memoirs, I think I'll devote an entire chapter to the cocoa aboard Air Force One.
Your father never means to be so...
I know. But lots of times I feel like it's me versus the world. Some kid at school teases me and the same day a plague breaks out in Bangladesh. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out which is more important.
Some kids were teasing you?
That's not really the point.
A quick, quiet pause, then.
You're right, and I'll tell you a secret. I know exactly how you feel.
Oh, big secret. You said the same thing to Newsweek.
The plane jolts forward as it begins to taxi.
We're taxiing! Ready! In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, cue Daddy!
Alice points, and as if on cue, Marshall exits from his office and checks his watch.
Oh, am I good?
Hey, you guys back already?
Alice nods.
How was the ballet?
It was the experience of a lifetime.
How about a hug for the old man?
Alice rises and hugs her father. A White House photographer snaps off a few shots for the papers. Alex makes a face at them. A second later, Shepard comes up the corridor, breaking up the pair.
Mr. President, they're ready for you in the conference room.
Okay. Hey, Pumpkin, you tell me all about it later, right?
Sure.
As Marshall moves towards the conference room, he bends and gives Rose a quick peck on the cheek. It all reeks of formality.
May I speak to you for a moment?
Can it wait?
No, Mr. President, it can't.
And scene.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have no idea, and I think the listeners might be stumped as well. I don't know what the answer is. Michael, do you know the answer to this?
I do, but I'm excited to see what our listeners think.
Okay, 312-981.
The phone call's like just burning up, Michael, right now? Is it just crazy?
The lines are just jammed at
Wow.
the
Michael, was this seven days in May or...
Stop it. Stop it right
Dave,
now.
Dave from the 708, you sound like a cross between Mickey Mouse and Mr. Bill.
Oh, Mr. Bill. You totally do.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Nice.
And you sound like a text on a screen.
Nice.
So, your chance to win a gift card from Apt Electronics when you can tell us what's that from at 312-981-7200. Let's see what Ed's got. Hey, Ed, what's that from?
Hi there.
Hi.
Is it Air Force One?
Yes!
That's Air Force
you
One?
Guys,
it is?
You guys said Air Force One is one of the lines.
Get off my plane.
I've seen Air Force One like 20 times. This doesn't sound at all familiar.
You didn't lock into the first lady and the daughter's conversations. I don't remember her being pouty, but maybe, I guess.
Apparently she was a little pouty at
You
times.
Know who Peter the Brady-ish? Daughter was.
No,
who's her daughter?
The daughter was Liesl Pritzker.
Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Bob Pritzker's daughter. Yeah.
Huh. There you go. A little piece of
another
trivia.
Illinois connection.
Wow. Well, Ed, you have won a gift card from Apt Electronics, pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com and say hi to our good friend Steve Shapiro when you stop by and pick up something fun or shop online. Have a great night, Ed.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a listener has been texting for a while, and I don't know if I can... I don't know how to put this, but I've never heard this before. I've been trying to Google it, but I've heard but not validated that the code used by the Secret Service for our current president is CT. Does anybody happen? We wouldn't be able to know what the Secret Service code would be for the president, right?
You usually do, yeah.
Do we usually?
Do we find out after?
Sometimes, but I remember reading what Barack Obama's was during his presidency, and Bill Clinton and George W. Bush.
Well, and now CT. Now I see the texture is kind of throwing. It's sort of a bunch of CT. They say is stands for camel toe, which I don't know if people are familiar. That doesn't make sense because he's a man. Usually, men would have moose knuckles, but. But the listener says it's not where you would think it would be. It's on his neck. So I don't know.
It's on his neck.
Yeah, the camel toe is on his. Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused by the entire. I've never seen a text like that come across the screen, so I had to share it with. If it's in my face, I feel that it should be in your ears.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Yeah. That's my gift to you. Oh, my other thing I wanted to make sure that we talk about before we go to the break and then tell us something good. A couple of things. One, the Kaepernick commercial this week. A lot of people obviously divided on this, whether or not they liked it or hated it. People burning their Nike shoes. Is anyone familiar with the company Stitch Fix?
Oh, yeah. I used to belong.
So I got my box today.
Oh, I love the Fix. Yeah.
And I got two Nike items of apparel, which I've never gotten Nike in my box.
Really?
So I thought that was a really interesting statement from Stitch Fix.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a running top and a pair of running pants, which I'd never had gotten items like that before.
That's really cool.
Isn't that strange?
I think it's neat. It's on both ends.
They're giving me a choice.
Yeah.
I thought that was, yeah. But
I really like that.
But my question is, the Ford auto company came out a year ago saying they supported the right of football players, NFL players, who wanted to kneel. And I was wondering, why didn't anybody burn their Ford pickup trucks? Or why didn't the president come out and say anything about the Ford company? Anybody know?
I don't recall him mentioning it.
Good question.
It's a good question, Patty.
I'm just curious. Maybe people don't know. Did it fly under the radar? Ford actually issued a statement a year ago saying that they supported NFL players who wanted to take a knee.
Are they an NFL advertiser? I think they are, right?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah.
They actually are. We respect individuals' rights to express their views, even if they are not ones we share. That's part of what makes America great. And not only through the support of the NFL's biggest sponsor, behind players who wish to kneel, they also clearly attacked the president himself.
Well, that I have not read any coverage on that. That's interesting.
That was
a year ago.
Mm-hmm. That was a year ago.
That's interesting.
Nobody said anything. Right. So I don't know if they don't want to double down this year. Maybe they're not coming out in support.
Well, it could have been that Donald Trump didn't need the distraction at that particular moment in time, so he let that one go, or he probably has some stock in Ford.
That could be. Oh, interesting. I had not thought of that. One more thing before we go to the news. I don't know if you guys knew this, but Bill Daly, who was one of the stars of I Dream of Jeannie.
I saw it.
And the Bob Newhart show.
I thought you meant the other Bill Daly.
I thought you were going to say what he said
to Chuck Todd today.
Okay, I'm in the middle of saying somebody died, so maybe you want to stop for a second. Could you just let me get to it? That's all right. It's my own fault. I should have turned the microphones off. But I was a really big fan of Bill Daly's, who you might remember as the funny man who was on the sitcoms I Dream of Jeannie and the Bob Newhart show. He was a Chicago native, actually attended Lane Tech. He has died at the age of 91.
Was he the... He was a serviceman in I Dream of Jeannie, right?
Yes,
he was a pilot or something.
Yeah, he was Anthony Nelson's best friend.
Okay,
he was Roger.
He was the wacky neighbor.
Yeah, he was Roger Bob. Healy. And he was the fantastic neighbor on Bob Newhart show. And actually, Bob Newhart had hired Bill Daly as his accountant. Oh, no, Bill Daly hired Bob Newhart as his accountant. They were friends in Chicago before they both went on to be become performers. So I'm a huge fan of Bill Daly's, and he has passed away at the age of 91. So I will take a quick break here. Tell me something good. More in a moment on 720 WGN. It's a Patty Vasquez show with Andre Darlis.